seconds. Gee, such a kickin'.
Big jobs.
There can only be 1,000. Nick McFeagle, wahey! Wahey yourself, you boggin.
The little cup of valleys, glowing in the last shreds of evening sunlight, was the kingdom of Lancre. From its highest points, people said you could see all the way to the rim of the world. It was also said, although not by the people who lived in Lancre, that below the rim, where the seas thundered continuously over the edge, their home went through space on the back of 4 huge elephants that in turn stood on the shell of a turtle that was as big as the world. The people of Lancre had heard of this. They thought it sounded about right. The world was obviously flat, although in Lancre itself the only truly flat places were tables and the top of some people's heads. And certainly turtles could shift a fair load. Elephants, by all accounts, were pretty strong too. They didn't seem any major gaps in the thesis, so Lancrastrians left it at that. It wasn't that they didn't take an interest in the world around them. On the contrary, they had a deep personal and passionate involvement in it. But instead of asking, "Why are we here?" they asked, "Is it going to rain before the harvest?" A philosopher might have deplored this lack of mental ambition, but only if he was really certain about where his next meal was coming from. In fact, Lancre's position and climate bred a hard-headed and straightforward people who often excelled in the world down.